Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
When I was in college, I think it was a number of us had gone to the Urbana Student Missionary Convention. We were all 18, 19, 20 years old. And one of the things that we were challenged about was learning about the world. Because depending on how you count the statistics, the United States, our country, is basically 5 to maybe 6% of the entire world population. And yet we live and act oftentimes like we're 99% of the world's population. And so we decided that we would have this little fellowship group, and the goal was to learn something about everywhere and everything about somewhere. But for each one of us, you know, we can stay alert to the world by once in a while, at least, listening to an international news broadcast. And I'm not talking about a 20-minute soundbite newscast. I'm talking about something maybe a la the BBC that goes into greater detail of some of these stories and learning about other parts of the world. Or reading newsletters from mission agencies or missionaries, you know, following a specific issue. Maybe it's the persecution of the church in Iran. Basically, just developing what I would simply call a global curiosity, you know, the ability to ask questions about the world. What is that like? What does it mean? You know, we hear things on the news like Sunnis versus Shiites versus Wahhabis, and yet most people have no idea what we're talking about, only that it's something to do with Islam. And learning about the fuel crisis that's still striking the poor people of Nepal who are still recovering from two devastating earthquakes. That kind of stuff, it just bypasses us, which goes to your point about suffering. One of the issues that I talk about in the book is the issue of apathy. And apathy, literally, the word does not mean that we don't care. The word literally means that we don't feel. And, you know, there's an earthquake in Haiti. The first day we're overwhelmed. The second day we want to send a gift. 2 weeks later, it's like, what earthquake? You know, we become used to it. And that's one of the most difficult parts of living in an oversaturated world with information, that sometimes we won't know anything about what's going on with the earthquake in Haiti, but we know all the names of the Kardashian children. And it's just embarrassing sometimes, but that's the way I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody other than myself. You know, yeah. Am I more concerned about how the New England Patriots are doing than how the Christians are doing in the refugee camps of Syria? And trying to, that's where it comes back to making a choice. And that's not to say I don't watch football or anything like that. It's just to say I'm going to choose what the priority concerns of my life are.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.